Oil prices have risen after the U.S. enforced a new round of sanctions on Iran. London's Brent North Sea crude gained 21 cents to close at over $116. The sanctions require customers of Iran's oil to retain payment and only release it for purchases of goods from them by Iran. A European court has ruled that the EU should lift unilateral sanctions imposed on Iran's bank Sadarat. The EU's general court said the bloc has failed to provide evidence that the bank is involved in Iran's nuclear energy program. The EU has 2 months to appeal the verdict. Steelworkers and police have clashed outside the European Parliament in Strasbourg. Scuffles erupted during a demonstration against job cuts and restructuring plans by the world's largest steelmaker, ArcelorMittal. Police fired tear gas at angry workers. Spanish students have taken to the streets across the country protesting government cuts in the education sector. Students have said such policies may ruin their futures. Madrid has slashed some 6.5 billion euros from education funding since 2010, causing tuition fees to rise and many teachers to lose their jobs. The Tunisian Prime Minister has said he will dissolve the government and form a national unity administration. The decision came as police and protesters clashed on the streets of the capital, Tunis. A policeman has been killed in the violence. The clashes erupted after the assassination of an opposition leader. At least 20 people have been killed in twin bomb blasts in the central Syrian province of Homs. Civilians and security personnel were among the casualties in the city of Palmyra. Some 24 others were also injured as bombs went off near the military intelligence headquarters. Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi has said the Palestinian issue is the most important one facing Muslim nations and the whole world. Morsi was speaking at the opening session of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the OIC, in Egypt's capital, Cairo. He said Islamic nations must support the Palestinian bid for statehood. Three people have been killed in the latest U.S. shooting incident in Denver, Colorado. A woman and two children were found dead in a northeast Denver home. A third child has been taken to a nearby hospital and is in critical condition.